This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
This is why you show up. This is why you stick it out. 110 games into the season, and ladies and gentlemen, the Royals remain the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Winners of six straight games. They sweep a six-game homestand and bludgeon the New York Mets. Final count 9-2. So much to get to after this one. Let me give you the phone number real quick. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Pleased to be joined by Freddie Fermin, Royals catcher, went 2-for-4 today. One of three Royals with multi-hit efforts. Freddie, thanks for calling in. Congratulations on six straight wins. What's that clubhouse like?
Thank you. First of all, thanks God for the team, for us, and just keep going, keep working hard every day, and we got to continue.
Freddie, you understand how much Kansas City's enjoying your play, your style of play, your energy, your positivity. Let me just express it to you. Royals fans love you.
Very happy for the fans, for my team. You know, that's my mind, play hard every day. So thanks God for giving me that energy for be here and just continue working hard and keep doing what we are doing.
Brady Singer throws eight innings of shutout baseball. You two combined to spin a gem today. What stood out about Brady today?
So with Brady, create confidence. Not with Brady, with all pitches. And Brady, big kid, execute the pitches, like I say, confidence, and good for him. Nice job by Brady today. Yo, we got to continue.
How's your confidence right now? How confident are you moving forward in the final third of the season?
So my confidence is working hard every day and create a plan, hitting and defensively. I don't know how I say that, but
yeah, I got you.
That's the key for create confidence and, like I say, working hard and positive. The mind gotta be positive and just keep going.
Well, it's certainly paying off. You're one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball since the middle of June. Another multi-hit day today. Final thing for you, Freddie. What has been the biggest lesson that you've learned from Salvador Perez?
Like I say, create a plan, look the reports, and work in you. A little things you in trouble, but just keep going. Like I say, positive with Salvi. It's amazing working with Salvador. He gave me a lot of tips, how defense it's very special. Be with Arbadol.
Well, you got a flight to catch to Philly and then four in Boston. Freddie, great job today. Congratulations on what's already been a terrific season for yourself. And let's keep this winning streak going.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And the team continue the win and working hard. Like I said, working hard every day. No matter what happened, we got to stay focused. And thank you.
Gracias, Freddie.
Gracias.
Freddie Fermin joining us following a 2-for-4 day. I mentioned it. His last 21 games, he's hitting .375 in OPS, inching close to 1,000. Freddie, just one of the big takeaways from this six-game winning streak, from this sweep of the New York Mets, of this 9-2 Royals victory. Again, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Always impressed at a young man that's still years away from his 30th birthday to be that comfortable in his second language, speaking on the radio. So thank you very much to Freddie Fermin for joining us following this 9-2 Royals dub. Text line is there as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Yeah, I'm curious to see where you guys want this show to go. I kind of feel the need to tiptoe into this program. You know, for as much as you want to celebrate, you understand that you're still 40 games below 500. But I'm not interested in sulking when the team's won six in a row. I was talking with some Royals fans during the game today when it looked as if this was going to be a Royals win. And I believe the quote that a Royals fan that I was talking to, I believe the quote was something similar to, "Man, I'm really enjoying this winning streak, but if it continues much longer, I'm going to get ticked off. If it reaches double digits, I'm going to get angry, because where was this in April and in May and in June?" I understand that. I mean, I truly understand that. But you know, Brady Singer, over his last 2 months, he's made 11 starts, has an ERA just under 3.5. He's given you, on average, a little more than six innings every time he takes the ball. Now, Brady Singer over the past 2 months was the guy, or has been the guy, that we saw all of last season. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. just hit .577 on this homestand. He drove in 13 runs in six games, scored seven runs in six games, six extra base hits in six games. I mean, Michael Garcia extends his hitting streak to seven games. There are instances and individuals that are worthy of excitement. So my question for you, and I hate to phrase it this way because it sounds ungrateful, but as someone that grinded through the month of April and May, I think I've earned it to a certain extent. Royals have won six in a row. Just had one of their more successful homestands in franchise history. So, Royals fans, are you encouraged or agitated? It's one or the other. From everyone that I spoke with as I'm walking around during this game, encouraged or agitated? I guess another way to phrase that is, now, maybe this isn't fair, but to me, another way to phrase that would be, are you over the age of 25 or under the age of 25? Because if you're over, you've seen this before, right? And I think my 30, 40, 50-year-old Royals fans are enjoying it, sure, but are just so very confused because you've seen the September spurt before. You've seen the, hey, we're 20 games out of a playoff spot. Wow, they're really playing good baseball. I'm not trying to have it both ways, right? They lose this game. You'd be upset. I might be agitated. They win the game. We got to give them credit. We can't sit here and sulk in a six-game winning streak. I'm down. Here's what I'll say. I'm down to celebrate Brady Singer, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr. We could talk about Drew Waters, who since the All-Star break has an OPS north of 800. We could talk about Cole Reagans. There are aspects, Freddie Fremien, let's go, let's talk about it, let's celebrate who and what Freddie Fremien is and can be moving forward. Very happy that the team's winning. Always puts the city in a better mood when the dubs are flowing. But then you see the record, 35-75, when you have a six-game winning streak with Patrick Mahomes doing his thing up in St. Joe. The Royals are unable to capitalize for the first 4 months of the season when they're the only show in town. Mahomes shows up, and here's your six-game winning streak. Are you encouraged or agitated? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let me know if I'm off base, if I shouldn't pose the question that way. Am I killing the vibe? 913-586-7610. We'll get to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And here's Narvaez, their catcher. He'll ground one toward the middle. Diving stop on the backhand by Massey. Flips to Bobby Witt for one and on to first. An incredible double play started by Massey.
Oh, what a call. What a play. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. A gorgeous 4-6-3 double play there in the fifth inning with the Royals hanging on to a 3-0 lead. A leadoff single allowed by Brady Singer brings up Omar Narvaez, the slow-footed catcher for the New York Mets. He hits the ball to the right side. Massey ranging towards the second base bag, dives, gloves, and in one fluid motion flips with the glove to Bobby Witt Jr. at second base. Bobby corrals the flip. And without using any of his lower half, it's all upper body strength, it's all arm strength. He throws a dart over to first base to Salvador Perez to complete that 4-6-3 double play. You heard Pete Gradoff after the game ask Matt Quatrero about that throw. It was very Mahomes-esque. Mahomes rolling to his left, throwing to his right. Bobby Witt Jr. getting it done defensively. Michael Massey getting it done defensively. And it was more than just that double play. Massey in the seventh inning backhanded a carom that came off of Brady Singer. Picked up the third out for Brady there in the seventh. Bobby made a pair of sensational plays. One in the second inning. Another in the sixth. Bobby, 3 hits today. And I mentioned he 577 this homestand. He went 15 for 26 with 3 stolen bases and 6 extra base hits. Royals win 9-2. Jay Southland Tow Service text line from the 660. Ah, hell, Vern, let's build this new stadium right now. Yeah, why not, right? Yeah, you win 6 in a row. Let's all go grab our shovels and start building right now. Let's go to Nick in Lenexa. Nick, you're going to hit leadoff after this 9-2 victory for your boys in blue. Go ahead.
Burn, We are so back. Freddie Fermin is an everyday catcher. Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are just shoving right now. And how about Matt Quatrero? Challenging a call at second base, up 8 runs in the 8th inning. Killer instinct. Yeah. That's what we need in the World Series next year. I love it. I absolutely love it. I loved everything about this game. I came to the ballpark today expecting to dominate, and we did dominate. It was just a beautiful game, beautiful day at the K. Just grateful for my boys in blue, as always.
Great job, Nick. We love Matt Quatrero. Last night, you all loved J.J. Piccolo. Now we're building the stadium. Let's bring Hunter Dozier back, too. Why not? Huh? Jim in Wichita. Jim, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you've actually got Jim and Jen driving back to Wichita.
Nice. I was hoping so.
We were here on Saturday and again today. Great day to play hooky and come to the ballpark. I mean, what a game. Brady pitched such an amazing game. Cole was amazing last night. I'm a little concerned about our closer situation. And not naive enough to think we're going to win out or anything, but we've got to celebrate 2 sweeps and 6 wins in a row. I mean, if I'm dreaming, don't wake me up.
Well said, Jen. Appreciate the phone call. Royals need to go 28-24 down the stretch to avoid 100 losses. Let's go to Calvin in Independence. You're next up on the postgame show. Calvin, go ahead.
All I got to say, Brady might have stepped up and told you he's number one on this team. Shoot that game like that today.
I think I got enough of that. I think that's some love for Brady Singer. Calvin, I appreciate it. Brady Singer picking up his 7th quality start of the season. That's by far the most on the team. As far as the active roster, the next closest is Jordan Lyles, who has 3. Yeah, Brady Singer's no doubt the ace of this staff or the leader of this pitching staff. He's going to need some help, no doubt. He started this winning streak. He caps this winning streak. And then he hands it off to Jordan Lyles, who pitches in the opener tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Royals-Phillies, 6:05 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 5 o'clock. Let's go to Mary in Lee's Summit. Mary, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
I just got to say, I love that they're winning, but they remind me of when my sons played in Little League. And they started out horrible, but as the season progressed, they got better and better, and then the season was over.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. Yeah. I just wish they would start sooner.
Yeah, we all do, Mary. We all do. And again, that's why I find myself in that difficult position of, how much are we we're enjoying it. Right, just as Jen said, you got to enjoy it, especially if you're like Jen, like Dan and KCK, if you're like Joey in Grain Valley, right? If you're one of these Royals fans that is following along every single game, you've watched at least a portion of all 110, you got to enjoy this. You must enjoy the quality pitching, the execution from the offense, what you're seeing from Bobby, from Michael. How about the joy that Salvador Perez plays with? Now, you've known that, but he no longer has a mask on his face. Right when he's at first base, he doesn't have the catcher's mask on, which is nice. You can see the smile. You see him interacting with first base coach Wayne Kirby. You see him after hitting that first inning RBI double, which picked up MJ Melendez and picked up his team, helped pick up Brady Singer. Let me take that back. Salvi didn't pick up MJ Melendez. Melendez did his job. He got that man to third base. He got Bobby to third base. So, sure, I wanted MJ to drive him in anyway. So Salvi drives in Bobby with that first inning double. And you guys have seen it by now. Whenever a Royal hits a double, they do some, TikTok peace sign to the dugout. Salvi has taken it to another level. Salvi bounces around on second base, flashes those pearly whites, and then hits you with the deuces. Salvi, for a guy that is on the path to Cooperstown, that it's now just about accumulating stats and rings and all-star games and gold gloves. For being on a team 40 games below 500, I continue to be impressed at the energy and the positivity and the aggressiveness that the 33-year-old plays with. Let's go to Austin in Belton. Austin, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Love the show, buddy. Hey, I just want to say that I have a word for this little streak we're on right now, and the word is hope. And what I get with that is, obviously, it's short sample size for this little streak that we're on, but you know what? It gives me hope that these guys can get something together and Quintero can be a manager for the future. And I'll tell you what, it's nice to see. What gives me hope is see Reagans come in and see what this pitching staff can do with helping them. I don't know what his future is going to be, but it gives me hope. It gives me hope that Brady Singer can turn it around and become an ace that we've been wanting him to be. And, Vern, I don't know if it's just me and my dad thinking this, but isn't it odd that the Florida kid does really well in the heat, but in the early in the season in the cold, he's a little bit shaky? So I'm hoping that he can turn that around and become the future ace. But, Vern, I'm just taking this series. I'm going to enjoy it like everybody else is. And you know what? I'm just going to hope that it keeps giving me that hope. Thanks, man.
That's well said. Appreciate the phone call. Brady Singer turns 27 tomorrow. Hey, again, you look at the numbers that Brady put up last year. 153 innings, an ERA of 3.2. Look at what he's done over the past 2 months, an ERA of 3.4. I think we know what Brady Singer is, and even if you go back further than 2 months ago, further than June 3rd, if you dive deeper into the numbers, Brady's season, really outside of the month of April, hasn't been as bad as the ERA would say it's been. It hasn't been great. You know, May wasn't great. I'm not going to say he was great, but he wasn't as bad as the numbers would lead you to believe. And since then, again, 67 and a third innings in his last 11 starts. Brady today, 8 innings of 3-hit baseball. He didn't walk a batter. He struck out 4. Speaking of striking out, Royals offense didn't strike out once against Carlos Carrasco in his 6 innings of work. In fact, the Royals offense only struck out against one guy in one inning. 7th inning against that Curtis dude. Struck out 3 times. Outside of that, in 7 of the other 8 frames, not a single punch out from your Royals offense. 913-586-7610. The only thing I would say, I guess, in response to that phone call is, what is Matt Quatrero doing differently that you guys are now impressed by him? Because as someone that has watched every single pitch of every single game, he's the exact same guy. That's kind of his hallmark, is being the same guy every single day, good times or bad times. I mean, you're kind of telling on yourself when, now we believe in Matt Quatrero because they won 6 games in a row in August? That seems to tell me that your disappointment in Matt Quatrero really never had anything to do with him. Just had to do with the record. Those of you that are being won over by J.J. Piccolo, okay, that makes sense. You look at what he did last year at the deadline. You look at what he did this offseason as far as acquisitions and flipping those acquisitions. And even this year's deadline, moving Yarbs and Barlow and Kwas and Nicky. Okay, I can understand that, but what has Matt Quatrero done differently from now compared to April? 913-586-7610. Let's go to Drew in Kansas City. Drew, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win a 6th straight game.
Hey, Vern, how's it going, man? I love the show. I was just wanting to say that Salvi really impressed me today by his play at first base. It seemed like he recorded almost a quarter of the outs today. So I would like to see him get some more time at first. And then I was also wondering your thoughts on if Brady would have had this strong of an outing maybe a week previous, if he would have got some more phone calls on his trade value right before the trade deadline. Thanks, Vern.
Well, again, Brady's been pitching well for about 2 months, and Amy Rogers reported that the Dodgers called about Brady Singer. I think more teams will call about Brady Singer this offseason. No. But to answer your question, no. If he would have thrown 8 innings of three-hit baseball 2 weeks ago, I don't think it changes the amount of phone calls that J.J. Pecola receives. Because, again, the trade deadline, and I feel like way too many people have made this mistake over the past week. The trade deadline's not about the Royals or the A's or the White Sox or the other bad teams in Major League Baseball. The 2015 trade deadline wasn't about the Cincinnati Reds. It was about the Royals acquiring talent to win a title, bringing in Zobrist, bringing in Johnny Cueto. Now, the trade deadline's about good teams. Good teams that are looking for the missing piece to their championship puzzle. So I guess my response would be, is there a team that viewed Brady Singer as the missing piece to their puzzle? And if so, what is that piece? Put yourself in a contender's shoes, the general manager of a contender's shoes. Brady Singer's not getting the ball for you in game one. Probably not getting the ball for you in game two. Okay, so you're going to acquire a number three, a number four for your championship run. If you're J.J. Pecola, would you accept a number four type of return? I would not. And that's why, again, this offseason is when the wow moments need to happen. Because this offseason, if a team calls about Brady Singer, it's not, hey, we're looking to make a championship run. We want him to be our number four. No. The reason why teams call in the offseason about Brady Singer is because we think we can unlock him. We think he's being underutilized. Mismanaged. We think there's more inside of Brady Singer, so we want him. Bad teams can get into the mix. Good teams get into the mix. The other 29 teams can then bid for the services of Brady Singer, just like a Salvador Perez. That's why I think those big moves happen this offseason, not at the trade deadline, because you want a bidding war. You want more teams in the mix. Well, Salvador Perez, no doubt, he could have been the final puzzle piece to a championship team. There's no question about that. But the Royals can't dump Salvador Perez's salary. It can't be viewed as a salary dump, right? Royals, in my opinion, they got to eat about $20 million of that contract if they do move him this offseason, or if they were going to move him at the deadline. You got to eat half of that contract in order to make sure you receive an upper echelon prospect. But if you say, here's a 40-some-odd million-dollar contract and a 33-year-old catcher, that other team's going to go, okay, well, here's a double-A lottery ticket. Now, you got to eat some of that money, because if you move Salvador Perez, there better be no doubt about it. There better be excitement within the Royals fan base about what they got in return. It's got to be a guy that goes to the 1, 2, or 3 spot in your pipeline rankings. You can't be dumping Salvador Perez, or else the people will revolt. Let's go to Steven in Kansas City. Steven, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you know what? I'm so grateful that we're winning like this. I'll take every win I can get. I'm forever Royal. And it's good to hear you happy. When you started off the show, the last 6 games, you are happy. I love to hear that, and I'm serious about that, man. But you and I had a talk last night about the general manager's job and how hard it is. So on that note, Vern, I'm just grateful that we're winning. It's good to see people happy, and hopefully it can continue on, and we're in the rebuild stage, and I'm forever Royal. We'll just keep marching forward, okay?
Sounds good. Only thing I'm not happy about is that Jonathan Heasley gave up that 2-run home run and killed my parlay. Oh, my God. Ah, had the under 9.5. Are you kidding me? Oh, I could have puked. But I still made you money earlier today on the On Deck show. So make sure you're listening. The double play, I've now made you money in four straight games. Royals win 9-2. They pick up win number 35. And I asked the question, with all due respect to the hard work that the men and women of this organization are putting in, but to the men and women that have been following this franchise for decades, I ask you, with your squad 40 games below 500 and yet the hottest team in Major League Baseball, are you encouraged or a little agitated? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Drew Waters. He hammers it down the right field line, hooking toward the corner. It's out of here! Three-run homer, Drew Waters. And it's a bigger lead in a blink of an eye.
Home run number 6 for Drew Waters. You want to talk about a nice, easy swing as he belts a first pitch hanger over the right field wall. Drew Waters, again, since the All-Star break, 18 games, an OPS of 810. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Drew's three-run blast there in the seventh inning gave the Royals a 6-0 lead. They would go on to win 9-2, sweeping the Mets, sweeping the homestand, and maintaining the claim as the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, I don't care that we're 40 games below 500. It's great to see the guys have a stretch like this. Seeing the young guys dominate offensively and defensively is truly a sight to see, and phenomenal stuff from Brady Singer. Signed, Ryan in Olathe. Kyle in Odessa is curious what the Royals' magic number is. Mike from Lawrence says he's encouraged, but the pitching still needs several more steps forward. Vern, I like Freddie Fermin as the catcher. I like Salvi as the first baseman. But what do they do with Vinny and Nick Prado next season? Well, next season is a long way away. Those four names, Fermin, Salvi, Prado, Vinny, I can't guarantee you that any of them will be on the team next year. I would think two of the four certainly will be, but I would think one of those four will be traded. Salvi, Prado, Vinny, Fermin. I think one of those four gets moved in the offseason. So, Mike, that move will likely clear up whatever questions you have. D writes in, she's wondering what the Royals' magic number is. Guys, cut it out. Cut it out. Katie on the East Coast writes in, Vern, back-to-back sweeps this season? Vern, there is some leadership coming from somewhere inside that clubhouse. Way to keep fighting, boys in blue. Well, you want to talk about leadership. That, of course, begins with Salvador Perez. I mean, how can you sulk? How can you hang your head when a 33-year-old who you know has bruises all up and down his legs, his back, his arms, you know he's banged up. You don't play this many games, this many years, without just being torn apart. And yet, he comes bouncing into the clubhouse each and every day with the same smile, the same aggressiveness, the same energy. It begins with Salvi, but the work ethic of Bobby Witt Jr., the confidence. Next time you come to Kauffman Stadium, maybe take a half inning. Royals are batting. Bobby's not coming to the dish anytime soon. Just watch the way that Bobby digests a game. He is as dialed in to every pitch as any young superstar that you're going to find in all of Major League Baseball. This guy's just one of the best cheerleaders on the team, let alone the best player on the team. Bobby's last 2 months of baseball, he's hitting .314. Since June 3rd, he's hitting .314. 14 stolen bases and an OPS of 879. My game notes following this 9-2 win are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I got more Bobby statistics. He had his team-leading 34th multi-hit game today. Mikel Garcia had his 21st multi-hit game. Here's what surprised me about that. Garcia, who went 2-for-3 with an RBI. By the way, 19 RBI for Mikel from the leadoff spot. 28 games, 19 RBI from the leadoff spot. But Garcia's played in 22 fewer games than Salvador Perez, and he has only 3 fewer multi-hit games. That's not a knock on Salvi. Salvi's having another all-star season. 24 multi-hit games for Salvi. Mike Hell's about to catch him, and he's played almost 24 fewer games. You got something in the 23-year-old third baseman shortstop. He's something else. Garcia, Bobby, Fermin, Vinny, Salvi, those are the winners so far of this evaluation season. A quick shout-out to Samad Taylor. Taylor goes 1-for-4, scores a run, drives in a run. Samad has now reached base safely in 10 of his 12 starts as a Kansas City Royal. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I don't know if we... we got time. Big T and Shawnee, do your thing real quick.
Vern, first of all, I dig it when you have the players call in. Keep up the good work on that. Freddie Fermin, the key word, what was he saying?
Confidence.
We got to continue. So, way to go. And then, Vern, to answer your question, you got to be encouraged. Look at the best defense they play, the best base running, the best hitting, the best pitching. And Vern, you talked about Waters, that kid back-to-back. Bobby Witt Jr., that is to the total of what you talked about with Barry Bonds and Willie Mays. He ripped another base today, and he hit another home run. Vern, we're headed to brotherly love. We're the hottest team in baseball. Everybody saw what we did to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. If you trade Brady Singer, I will punch somebody in the mouth. And then we're headed to Philly, so let's go punch them in the mouth. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
All right. What does the Super Bowl got to do with anything? Hey, you got Aaron Nola tomorrow. Pack a lunch. Aaron Nola, Jordan Lyles, 6:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. The hottest team in Major League Baseball resides in Kansas City. Go figure. Rob Brenton, thank you very much. Rob, CDOT, The Drive comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Drew Waters. He hammers it down the right field line, hooking toward the corner. It's out of here! Three-run homer, Drew Waters. And it's a bigger lead in a blink of an eye.
Home run number 6 for Drew Waters. You want to talk about a nice, easy swing as he belts a first pitch hanger over the right field wall. Drew Waters, again, since the All-Star break, 18 games, an OPS of 810. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Drew's 3-run blast there in the 7th inning gave the Royals a 6-0 lead. They would go on to win 9-2, sweeping the Mets, sweeping the homestand, and maintaining the claim as the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, I don't care that we're 40 games below 500. It's great to see the guys have a stretch like this. Seeing the young guys dominate offensively and defensively is truly a sight to see, and phenomenal stuff from Brady Singer. Signed, Ryan in Olathe. Kyle in Odessa is curious what the Royals' magic number is. Mike from Lawrence says he's encouraged, but the pitching still needs several more steps forward. Vern, I like Freddie Fermin as the catcher. I like Salvi as the first baseman. But what do they do with Vinny and Nick Prado next season? Well, next season is a long way away. Those four names, Fermin, Salvi, Prado, Vinny, I can't guarantee you that any of them will be on the team next year. I would think two of the four certainly will be, but I would think one of those four will be traded. Salvi, Prado, Vinny, Fermin. I think one of those four gets moved in the offseason. So, Mike, that move will likely clear up whatever questions you have. D writes in, she's wondering what the Royals' magic number is. Guys, cut it out. Cut it out. Katie on the East Coast writes in, Vern, back-to-back sweeps this season? Vern, there is some leadership coming from somewhere inside that clubhouse. Way to keep fighting, boys in blue. Well, you want to talk about leadership. That, of course, begins with Salvador Perez. I mean, how can you sulk? How can you hang your head when a 33-year-old who you know has bruises all up and down his legs, his back, his arms, you know he's banged up. You don't play this many games, this many years, without just being torn apart. And yet, he comes bouncing into the clubhouse each and every day with the same smile, the same aggressiveness, the same energy. It begins with Salvi, but the work ethic of Bobby Witt Jr., the confidence. Next time you come to Kauffman Stadium, maybe take a half inning. Royals are batting. Bobby's not coming to the dish anytime soon. Just watch the way that Bobby digests a game. He is as dialed in to every pitch as any young superstar that you're going to find in all of Major League Baseball. This guy's just one of the best cheerleaders on the team, let alone the best player on the team. Bobby's last 2 months of baseball, he's hitting .314. Since June 3rd, he's hitting .314. 14 stolen bases and an OPS of .879. My game notes following this 9-2 win are presented by Jay Southland Tow Service. I got more Bobby statistics. He had his team-leading 34th multi-hit game today. Michael Garcia had his 21st multi-hit game. Here's what surprised me about that. Garcia, who went 2-for-3 with an RBI. By the way, 19 RBI for Michael from the leadoff spot. 28 games, 19 RBI from the leadoff spot. But Garcia's played in 22 fewer games than Salvador Perez, and he has only 3 fewer multi-hit games. That's not a knock on Salvi. Salvi's having another all-star season. 24 multi-hit games for Salvi. Mike Hell's about to catch him, and he's played almost 24 fewer games. You got something in the 23-year-old third baseman, shortstop. He's something else. Garcia, Bobby, Fermin, Vinny, Salvi, those are the winners so far of this evaluation season. A quick shout-out to Samad Taylor. Taylor goes 1-for-4, scores a run, drives in a run. Samad has now reached base safely in 10 of his 12 starts as a Kansas City Royal. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I don't know if we... Yeah, we got time. Big T and Shawnee, do your thing real quick.
Vern, first of all, I dig it when you have the players call in. Keep up the good work on that. Ready for me. The key word, what was he saying?
Confidence.
We got to continue. So way to go. And then, Vern, to answer your question, you got to be encouraged. Look at the best defense they play, the best base running, the best hitting, the best pitching. And Vern, you talked about Waters, that kid back-to-back. Bobby Witt Jr., that is to the total of what you talked about with Barry Bonds and Willie Mays. He ripped another base today, and he hit another home run. Vern, we're headed to brotherly love. We're the hottest team in baseball. Everybody saw what we did to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. If you trade Brady Singer, I will punch somebody in the mouth. And then we're headed to Philly, so let's go punch them in the mouth. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
All right. Yeah. What does the Super Bowl got to do with anything? Hey, you got Aaron Nola tomorrow. Pack a lunch. Aaron Nola, Jordan Lyles, 6:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. The hottest team in Major League Baseball resides in Kansas City. Go figure. Rob Brenton, thank you very much. Rob, C-Dot, The Drive comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.